Valley for 9 seconds.
Really?
Uh-huh. Looks like we gotta be straight up.
Oh, yeah, probably. I think you do. Talk, say, hey, is anyone
there's no
here?
One there, see?
Oh, okay.
Zero.
I wonder if you're really live.
I'm live.
Oh, here. Okay, I just got notification. Okay.
There's 7 people on.
Oh, there's 7 people now?
Yeah.
Okay, tell them what we're doing.
Hey, we are in line at Power Tour. We've been in line
for an hour,
over an hour,
yeah.
Hour and a half, with what, half a mile to go?
And well, half a mile to go to the light, but we still have
six miles. That's right. So we're just waiting here. We figured what a great time to go live and answer questions and talk to you all. So I've got Christina here.
Hi.
As well. Hopefully you can hear us okay.
Yeah, if you guys have any questions, I'm going to read them on my phone for Richard.
Yeah, so if there's something you'd like to discuss, we got a lot of people from Europe on. That's fantastic.
Yeah, we normally don't call off this time. Here, let me hold the phone for you.
There's a little background noise.
Yeah, hold on. I'm going to turn it around.
Yeah, this is the line that we're in. And there's some background noise because I'm trying to keep the car cool. This old car wasn't meant to be in traffic for an hour and a half in this heat.
There you go. Okay. How can I get a couple bumper decals from you guys?
Well, as a matter of fact, we've got a vendor lined up to create decals for us. We just need to give them the design. Mm-hmm. I talked to them this week. And once we get the design to them, they'll be created. Drop us an email at whattherust@yahoo.com and we'll get some to you.
So, William said hi from Korea.
Oh, nice.
This goes too fast. Let's see. Sweden, Eric from Sweden said hello. And someone said it's 6 p.m. where he is now, so that's perfect timing.
No audio. I think it's on your end.
South Texas.
Okay, can anybody else not hear us? Okay, how about, it says something. You should have audio.
Do you guys have audio?
Hey guys, somebody give us a notification. Oh, we can hear you. Okay, cool, thanks Robert.
Let's see. Okay. Adventures from Edna to perfect timing. I love your channel, Bill Hensley. Thank you, Bill. Texas. Hello from Texas, Alan. Daryl, is it Batty? I'm interested in purchasing with a 1T. I'm interested in purchasing a t-shirt.
Okay. Well, we've got t-shirts for you. In fact, we got a bunch in the trunk of the car here, but we just got a new order. So send an email to whattherust@yahoo.com and we'll get you a t-shirt.
James said, hi from Southeastern Virginia. Detroit on here. Kevin Baxter said, loud and clear, but thanks, Kevin. Audio's fine. Hello from Newfoundland.
Newfoundland.
Well, who put found?
That's how you spell it.
Oh, but you say bend?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What are you going on with the, what is going on with the truck? Which truck? Oh!
The Dodge? We're preparing the Dodge for sale. It's done. The final brake part we were able to find, and I installed it, so we're prepping it for sale. Once we get back from the Power Tour, if we ever get out of this traffic jam, then we'll put it up for sale.
If we ever get out of here. Isn't that a song? It's not the Beatles.
Yeah, it's a song.
It wasn't the Beatles.
The Animals. Eric Burton and the Animals.
Oh, okay.
It is hot here. It is hot.
Let's see. Florida, Michigan, South Carolina. Let's see.
So let's talk about some upcoming projects. We've got a video launching today. What time is it? Did it launch? We've got a video launching today that reviews a junkyard we found, an old car junkyard that's been closed for 20 years. And we found some Will It Run candidates in there. So we're going to be doing some Will It Run videos on some stuff in the junkyard. So that should be super fun. Oh yeah, I found a closed Ford dealership as well, and in this Ford dealership is a ton of parts and wheels and tires left over from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. It's really neat
and cheap.
And cheap. So that video is going to be launched soon as well. Probably what, Monday, a week from today, that will launch. And then we have the installation of the air conditioning on this Chevy coming up. What's my favorite type of car to rescue from the woods? I kind of like them all. We do come along off a fair number of early 50s Chevys and trucks. I do prefer engines with six cylinders. They're just easier to rescue, but I'll rescue anything. Doesn't matter to me, as long as it's old. If it's new, nah, it's not gonna work for us.
Mike in Virginia City is working on a 48 Buick.
Oh, I love those Buicks. I know a lot about them if you have any questions.
Norway says there are absolutely no old cars to be found. I'm so sorry. He says he's envious. Alfred said nice. Hi, Richard. What's your favorite? Oh, you just read that. Okay. Sending you guys a package tomorrow.
Oh, thank you.
Is it your son for a week? I would watch him for a week. He's a cutie. I like him.
So Alfred, we actually do have AC. I just finished it Friday, and it works awesome, but it's just the car's running too hot. This traffic is so long and so bad, and the heat is so high outside that the car's running a little hot for me to have the AC on. Otherwise, it was working great all day. We were thrilled to have it. But this is just insane. To give you an idea, I mean, we're hour and a half now. We're approaching the hour and a half mark, and we've gone
a tenth
of a mile.
It was an hour and a half a while back, so we're going on 2 hours.
2 hours, we've gone a tenth of a mile.
Okay.
And we're only a half a mile away from where we need to be. It's kind of frustrating.
So Heidi asked, Christina, have you always been into cars? What do you hope to work on? You know, Heidi, I found my love. Just look at me. I found my love in the art of the way the vehicles look and the history. So I'm an art buff and a history buff. And you find both of those in cars. So the mechanics part, although I'm better at that than you guys might think. If I had my chance to work on a car, I don't know. But there's a lot in that junkyard, and I was thinking, and you'll hear it before Richard, I was thinking, since there's so many cars in that junkyard, Richard and I should just maybe do separate cars a couple days. What do you guys think? Whoa, you didn't know I was thinking about
that. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, I'll see if I put it out there live. You can't say no, so see how small I am. All right, I'm going to give it back to you, sir.
Yeah, so.
Thanks, Heidi.
I actually do have a electric fan on the condenser. I've got a pusher fan. It works great. It's powerful. But I think I'm just asking too much of this old car in this heat. We're not overheating, right?
No.
We're right steady at 210. I'm just afraid of it getting any hotter.
So Peter from Australia said hello. He loves the channel. Thank you, Peter. Axeman said, what are you driving?
We are driving my 54 Chevy. I'll give you a quick look at the dash. And you can see, hopefully you can see the gauge cluster. And that temp gauge that's a little bit high right now. Put her in four-wheel drive, yeah.
Yeah, so, and that she said you could take the curbside and start a world. Yeah, we don't want to do that.
I do see on the curbside up ahead, it looks like there's a couple of cars that have overheated.
Yeah, and I see this man walking.
Yeah.
And you can tell by the way he's dressed.
Yeah, check this guy out.
Turn around. You got to go over that way, I think. You can tell by the way that he is dressed that he was waiting in his nice car. I hope everyone can see that. And I think his car went kaput back there.
Well,
luckily he brought that hat.
He's going to beat us to the power tour by
That's
probably
true.
2 hours.
That's true. Yeah.
Thanks, Billy. Appreciate it. Yeah, Dark Side Harley girl. In Arizona, you all really know AC. What I probably should have done in this car is upgraded my radiator. I have an aftermarket radiator, but it's just not big enough. Or this car doesn't have a fan shroud, and that's probably my undoing. Because I'm having to keep the car revved up, and the fan shroud would prevent me from having to do that. But it is staying steady. Just under 210, about 209.
All right, you get back to work. Thanks for chatting with us.
Hey, Gary. Gary, the AC's working really well, except for right now. The car's running too hot for me to turn it on. They're working great all day, but this traffic's insane.
Gary is Texan. Is that a drink? Because I would be down for that right now.
Thanks, Heidi. This does have a cool dash. Ooh, we have a breeze! Yeah. Well, if you do come here next year, be aware of this traffic. This is the worst traffic I've ever seen.
I don't think this is normal, though. We always used to remove the thermostat before we went on a trip like that, just in case.
Yeah. Yep.
Harley girl said they will be here next year.
Yeah. Yep. Just be aware. It looks like... I mean, we got something going on up here.
It's the light. The light's always moved.
But the second lane isn't moving anymore.
Oh.
But anyway, where is the power tour? Right now, it's in Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And in the last hour and a half, we've seen about 100 yards of Bowling Green. Been really great.
Hello from Norway.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you, Dark Side Harley girl. That was That was incredibly generous.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't know what to say. I'm humbled by that. Thank you.
Well, no more questions. Do you have a question for Richard? Put it on there. We got time.
Oh, Texan means make your own exit on the highway.
Oh.
Okay.
Well.
Yeah.
I like that drink idea.
Yeah, seriously.
I will say that Richard said, if we didn't have what the rust all over this car, he just might have done that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did say that. Because we have magnets on the side of the car. And if it didn't say what the rust down there, I'm not going to say he wouldn't have done a Texan, but...
Well, you could show him.
Probably would have.
So we've got a very busy summer ahead. Lots of cool videos. We're starting to build up a little bit of content, which is great. So it's gonna be a lot of good stuff coming out. We're trying to get into the every week routine like we used to be. And I think we'll be able to do that. So stick with us and it's gonna be cool.
Yeah.
What engine do I have in that? This actually is a 350 crate engine. I put it in back in 2017, back when you could actually get a crate engine, a base crate engine from GM. And I have to say, it's worked out fantastic. I've actually got a review video of it on the channel. It's many years old, but it's a great engine, really great. Right now is the hottest it's ever run. It always runs cool. But like I say, this is what we're stuck in now is beyond belief. Hi, Jamie.
Yeah, hi, Jamie.
Yeah, it's a good traveling engine. It's not the most powerful, but it's good.
Harley, sending you a hug.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the two of us are very fortunate that we're able to do this. Even though it's not super fun right now, we're pretty fortunate. So, thoughts out to you.
Well, it's nice and cool in Nova Scotia today. Just in case you were wondering, I thought I'd let you know. No, we booked our hotel like 5 months ago.
Yeah.
So, we're good on that.
Yeah, book it in plenty of time. We booked it as soon as we got the notification that the power tour was opening.
Mm-hmm.
But even when we did that, we weren't able to sign up for any of the real exclusive packages. We might not have anyway, yeah. But they were sold out. They sold out in hours.
Okay, let me show them some of the stuff that came in our goodie bag.
Yeah.
Whoa, you got this goodie bag. So you got...
So we got this goodie bag.
So we got this hat. Bag so that you can get more stuff while you're there, and you have a bag to put everything in. And I really like this. So you got this license plate that you can put on, I guess, the front of your car if you wanted to. This power tool license plate, I like that. And I'm not going to show you some of the things we got because it goes against our crude oil. So, you know, on that, and you probably know who I'm talking about. But I will say that we got this keychain. I like that. What else did we get? Is that, I don't know, I got the sticker of this.
Oh, that's cool. I like that. So we got a drop, but it's been awesome talking to you all. Have a great day.